It's exactly 7:45 on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the center of Bolito, and a proud Bolito brand, Ordinarily Active, that is the brainchild of Sarah Swainson, is now front and center because Sarah's in the studio to tell us about living an active existence, particularly if you are under pressure and many folks don't have time. Well, it's an excuse that we use. We don't have time. I'm working, and then I'm looking after the family, and I'm doing what I have to do. And now you're telling me to get active. It's a trick, I'm sure. Welcome to the studio,
Good
Sarah.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Ordinarily Active. That's your brainchild.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going well. I think the premise is that it's to live life actively for change with a lasting impact. So it's not just about today running a 5K, although that's a great goal. It's about living life actively and what that looks like. So although we do have running programs, we have swimming, trail running, all sorts of adventures. And you can see on our social media pages, we do the weird and the wacky. But it's about this concept of living life actively. So,
Do people not live life actively generally?
No, generally there's too many barriers. There's a lot of people that are too scared, especially for women. They are the comparison. The thief of comparison comes in time and time again.
How do you mean comparison?
What will somebody think of me? What if I'm at the back? So you are constantly comparing yourself to others, and we want to break down those barriers.
Is this because you see on social media and wherever else how people are living their best life, but it's all
a facade.
But we buy into those facades and we think, well, I'm not doing that, so I'm not going to even try.
Absolutely. So how many times do I hear, so when I'm fit enough, or when I can run this, or when I can swim, I'll come and join you. Do you know how many people, those people never come? The guys that just go, okay, I'm going to pitch up, I'm going to take that chance, I might be out of my comfort zone, and they soon realize that it's okay. Somebody's got to be at the back and somebody's going to be at the front, but in our tribe or community, that's okay. Pitching up might be the win for the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you don't make people that are really not particularly active, and you're very active, you don't make them feel somewhat, just by comparison, using that word again?
No, because, I mean, I'll give you an example. Today we did a session, and one of our values at Ordinarily Active is less about you and more about others. So on this session today, I said, guys, encourage somebody else that's doing amazingly. And the emphasis is not on you. So if the emphasis is not on you, you're thinking how amazing that person is doing. And I think that's the less we can think about ourselves, the better we'll be.
Why?
Because I think when you focus inwardly, you can't see opportunities. You can't see externally. So it's really an outward focus. The more you focus into it's nasal gazing. You know, it's just here. Okay. You don't ever see outward. If you give a compliment to somebody and they smile back at you,
you feel good.
You feel good as well. So that's...
So it's much more than just physical exercises. It's a whole...
It's a mindset. Because if you want to live...
Philosophy.
And I think the latter part of the sentence was living life actively for change. If you start to live life actively, you're most probably going to create ripple effects in amongst your friends, your family. And then it has a lasting impact.
So you're talking about living life actively, not only in terms of exercise, but in terms of what mental approach?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do throughout the year is 4 activities that are giving back. So we have the principle of strength protects, that the stronger, both the physically, mentally, or financially, give back and protect those that are in a weaker position. So we did the pangolins, protecting the pangolins last time, and now we'll have new events coming up. And so it's this concept that we, as a community, are looking after one another.
And that's very important, because people apparently at this time, probably post-pandemic, or even I suppose because we live in very isolated ways these days, behind barricades, etc., and we have for some time, there's a huge disconnect, and people are lonely. Many people are lonely.
Absolutely.
And mental health is becoming almost its own kind of pandemic. Mm. And what you're talking about is exactly what I think people are hungry for.
Absolutely.
Reconnecting.
I think also you've got to realize, there's so many stats out there, but if you look at the helpline stats, they have skyrocketed. Mm. That screams to us that there are people in trouble. And just by moving, I'm not saying it's the solution to everything, but it's a simple, easy one. Just by getting up in the morning, setting your alarm clock, and coming in, interacting, being out there, it's going to at least put you in a better place for the rest of the day.
So your fitness program and your wellness program is really a catalyst for bringing people together.
Absolutely, and for change.
And building, obviously, on that into making a better society. It sounds like a wonderful message, and it is a wonderful message, but obviously there are people listening that say, I'm not sure if it's for me. How can I go about feeling the water, so to speak?
So we've got a number of entry points. So one of them could be at one of our events. One of them could just be coming, and there's walkers, there's runners on our routes on a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We've got fixed points of contact. We've also got a trail run coming up on Friday. So there's lots of places that you could just dabble. Then we also have Zoom calls once a month, and we get all sorts of speakers in. You could join one of those. There's a women's Zoom call. Also, it's about like testing it out and saying, oh, I could do this, you know.
And becoming part of a collective of people that are like-minded and that care and that want to make a difference. And by being together and being supported like that, I suppose in a sense there is a real community being built through Ordinarily Active. It's Bolito-based, but I presume it can stretch, it can grow.
Absolutely. And what's nice is we're starting to get remote people doing it as well. That's what's really exciting, is that it's not just for here, and I think that's the beauty of it. This living life actively should see a movement across all of South Africa, because this is how we cope with our stressful lives.
And you've been the proud initiator of it. How do you feel?
You know what? I am so grateful. I see the smiles on people's faces. I see when somebody says to me, you know what, I'm doing this because I want to be a fit mom for my children. I want to be strong for them. And you see the stories that come out. That makes it worth it, you know. You see people realizing that they don't have to, they just have to pitch up. The win for
just
that
take,
day.
Take the first step and see how it feels.
Yeah, just get there. Yeah. Even if it's once in a week, just get there once.
So that could be the win for the day. Whether you have an excellent run, it's totally irrelevant, you know. It's just, that could be the one. You could have had the most horrendous night's sleep. You could have stress at work. Maybe just setting your alarm clock and turning up is the win for that day. And then that small success builds and builds and builds and builds. So
well, that's exactly that, isn't it? How do you climb the mountain one step at a time?
Absolutely.
That's it, exactly that. Ordinarily Active has a wonderful logo and range of active wear kit, which no doubt people are acquiring through being part of the movement. But can anyone buy your gear?
Yes. I don't distinguish. You can wear it. I wanted,
because that could also be the first step. Just wearing the gear.
Buy the socks. They have a great message in them. As you put on the socks in the morning, it says "Be the change." So
I like that.
Our socks are even intentional in that when you put on your socks, you're getting in the right frame of mind.
And where is the gear available?
Online, ordinarilyactive.co.za.
Simple as that. Yeah. Well, there's an event coming up that you want to talk about as well.
Yes. So I'm so excited about this. This is on the 2nd of April. It's with a good friend of mine. She's a speaker, a fantastic woman called Cindy Norcott. She's the CEO. She's the founder of the Robin Hood Foundation. This is a woman that is amazing. And she often has people say to her, how do you do it? So her book is called that, How Do You Do It? But the next line is very key, and I think this is the thing, is it turns out not really well. So she debunks. It's an authentic take on giving yourself permission to realize that you don't have to be perfect. There's tools, there's tips, and she's going to be joining me on the morning on the 2nd of April. I'm so excited. It's such a good message. You don't have to be perfect. Just
try.
You know, aim for greatness, but realizing the superficialness is, it's not real.
How can one join in?
The tickets are online on Ordinarily Active. You'll see it on the homepage. Otherwise, on our social media pages, you can see an interview I've done with Cindy recently, just promoting the event, telling people what they can expect. They can expect a morning of fun, of friendship, and really, I think, things that will resonate with you, tools that you can use going into the day. I'm going to be speaking on living life actively, daring to dream, and moving from dreaming to doing. And how do you do that?
And where is this taking place?
It's taking place just around the corner at Kingsley House, which is at the back of Belita. It's a really lovely, lovely, intimate environment, and it's going to be a fabulous morning.
Well, that sounds like an absolute plan, and maybe that's your first step.
Absolutely.
Be at the event, meet Sarah and the team, and take it from there.
Yeah, approach everything almost as a child. A child just goes and does.
Yes.
And that's what we forget as we become older. We have those insecurities, and we're thinking, what is everybody thinking? But if you think like a child and you just do, then you're halfway there.
I read such an interesting stat, and it said children laugh about 400 times a day. And adults, like, it's something radical, like 25 times a day. Where did we lose that joy to just take ourselves not so seriously and just
laugh?
Yeah, laugh.
It's very, very true. If you think back to your inner child,
absolutely,
you can make your life so much more healthy.
Maybe we can start laughing again in the nicest possible way. Sarah Swenson from Ordinarily Active. Very nice chatting to you, as always. And
Thank
we look forward
you.
To possibly a follow-up after the event. Mm. Come back in and we do a debrief and
Absolutely.
Continue the conversation.
So if there's any ladies out there that are wondering just or feeling a little bit like they need a bit of a lift, come and join us. Take the chance. It's going to be a great morning.
All the information is available on the ordinarilyactive.co.za site. Go and have a look and take the first step. You'll be surprised where it leads. You're on the morning show on Radio Life and Style. It's 3 minutes to the top of the hour. Time for one more tune before the news.